the Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show.
Brought to you by CassidyTravel.ie, Ireland's multi-award-winning travel experts. You can visit us in one of our travel shops or online at CassidyTravel.ie.
Yes, the Holiday Doc, Joe Supple, is here. Morning, Joe.
And a very good morning to you, Declan.
Good, and you're just back from somewhere else.
I am. I was away down at your visiting friends and just checking out their new pad and things like that. Brought the good weather back last week with me. I came back last Thursday and I was like, geez, we had a nice little bit of a heat wave there over the weekend. Bit cooler now, but it was great. It's very different because normally, like when I'm going down, I'm obviously heading off in little press junkets or I'm staying in a property reviewing it or maybe checking out the Airbnbs and things like that. So I'd normally sort of, you know, maybe stay in Malaga City or maybe sort of, you know, in sort of the country areas along the way or you know, on the Costa del Sol. There's so many different areas. Fungarola, Bellamadna, all the usual places that people go to along the Costa del Sol. But my friends have moved just outside Estepona, and it's a place a lot of your listeners will be very familiar with, as will yourself, you know, for good, bad and indifferent reasons. It's been in the press through the years, but it was a hugely popular place for the Irish to go to, and a lot of people have actually moved down there as well. You know, I suppose after
Estepona
and the surrounding
Costa
areas.
Costa del Sol and flying to Malaga and down the coast.
That's it, very much so, and in the surrounding areas, places I wasn't very familiar with. But I suppose with COVID and things like that, people sort of realise that, God, you know, I can move away, I can work remotely, I can do things like that, and they've sort of, you know, bought places down there. And again, you're talking about a fraction of the price what you'd be paying here for a property. You know, you can buy a nice little place. Now, if you're going up the Marbella end, you know, you're up the millions and whatever, or any of those sort of areas. But then when you move down slightly, there's a few nice little areas there. I mean, for people who aren't familiar, Estepona is a resort town on the Costa del Sol, southern Spain. Palm-lined promenade. One thing I noticed about Estepona is that everything is just much cheaper than you would pay up sort of, you know, when you're heading towards this, sort of, you know, the Marbella, the Puerto Banús, those sort of areas. So definitely you're paying at least, you know, a couple of euro cheaper, maybe for your meals and things like that. And it's very competitive as well. Very, very nice areas to it. A very famous market there as well, must be mentioned, on a Sunday, which is definitely worth a little visit.
Buy anything?
No, I bought nothing. It wasn't in the budget, Declan. I have enough things now going on without buying more tat for my house, you know, or for myself.
T-shirts or something.
I love Estepona. Definitely, I'd go for one of those, or maybe one of the hats, you know. That's always a definite one as well. Just for people getting there, I flew down with Aer Lingus. They're obviously running the full schedule now, which sort of quietens down. Weather was hot, 35 degrees, and you could sort of feel the difference. You know, I normally wouldn't go down this time of the year, but I had to get a little break, you know, because it was so long since I was away the last time. So a little bit hot down there, but I wasn't complaining. It was very nice. Tried out the service, the bus service, which is really good. I've done the one before to Marbella, which is very handy. And I did the one down to Estepona and back, and it's only 8:50 down, takes 45 minutes. Brilliant little service. Really, really good. I would recommend, if you are going to think about getting the bus, pre-book your ticket. Because when I was coming back, you know, there was only 15 people there, and I went, oh, it entered the ticket office. And she said, come back in 10 minutes. And I said, can I not buy a ticket? She goes, the bus is full, because people had pre-booked. Obviously, it stops off in Malaga, I say Marbella on the way, and then straight to the airport. So there's one stop on it. Luckily, I got on the bus okay. Otherwise, my friends would have had to drop me to the airport, which would have been a huge inconvenience for them. So that's the bus there. Definitely worth doing. There's a place called Sambalinas, beach, which is literally about 20 kilometres from Estepona. Really, really popular place and buzzing. Beautiful port area there, gorgeous beach, really good restaurants. And again, the further down you're going from there, away from sort of the Marbella, prices come down considerably as well. You'll get your €2 pints there, maybe around €2.50, something like that, which we always talk about the pint. They have great festivals there in the summertime. The Full Moon Festival is on there as well. But, and also they have a blue flag distinction for their beaches there as well in that area. So as I said, anywhere going down that area, you're going to find prices are going to come down slightly. Beautiful resorts. And again, a lot of people have holiday homes there as well. So again, when they're not using them, they stick them up on Airbnb. So it's definitely worth your while. You get a better price. I know everyone's complaining about how expensive things are, you know, hotels and things like that, and resorts and apartment complexes. So it'd be worth maybe looking at this sort of Airbnb. Temperatures generally are fine there, up to sort of, you know, even November, December time can actually be quite
hot. You don't want to go in August.
It's too hot. It can get extremely hot there, which it was. There's also another popular area, which is called Puerto do do Cuesa. You're probably familiar with this place as well. It's a beautiful marina area there. Again, you know, it's only maybe another 5 minutes on down the road. But I was looking, another friend has moved down there as well, which I went and visited. It was great seeing everyone who sort of has moved down there. And a beautiful home there. Lovely three bed with a massive big terrace. Guess how much, Declan, she paid for it. I'm not going to tell you who she is, but
yeah.
169,000
wow.
euro for a three bed, massive big terrace overlooking the water, you know, water views and the beautiful country views as well. But again, down there, you're just getting that really, really good value with property buying. But also, you know, if you're renting somewhere like that or you're looking at maybe an Airbnb, again, similar again, if you're eating out, drinking, great little bars, restaurants. And there's like a nice little community there of people, expats and stuff, who do a little bit of singing in the bars and things like that. So you won't be short of entertainment, but you won't be paying the port of a news price. You know.
And you get Wi-Fi and everything if you were
absolutely
working from home and things like that.
Yeah. They've great services down there now. I mean, they have the full, you know, system, same as we would have here, the high speed broadband and things like that as well. So just depends on which operator you go for, and you know, it's the same things. Things are slightly different than they would be here, you know, in relation to your electricity bills and stuff, which I was going through with them and sort of saying, how does this work? How does that work? And you decide how much you're going to use per month. Quite different to here. So you know, you adjust it which way you want when you actually move down there as well. But the Wi-Fi, yeah, really good, no problems at all. And of course we're in the EU, so you can use your roaming and use your mobile data and no problems there as well. So
right.
I would definitely look at those areas if you're looking for something.
And transport, getting around the place.
You probably would need a little hire car. There is buses that run. Estepona is very, very regular. If you're living anywhere in between those areas, it can be a little bit tricky. They can be quite sporadic. Taxis were handy enough. I use my little app down there, my FreeNow or whichever app, one of the apps.
Bolt
I use down there.
Yeah.
Quite efficient, very, very good. And again, in the port areas there, both those areas, you do have the good taxi ranks there, which are always there and very reasonable.
You had a good time.
I had a really good time. Lovely catching up with friends and just getting away, you know, to a bit of heat in the bones.
The little glasheens along
there was
the way.
A few little glass of vino had now, once or twice, Declan, definitely for sure.
All right. That is The Holiday Doc, just back from Malaga. Thanks very much indeed, Joe.
Great
Thank
stuff.
You.
Thanks, Declan.
The Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show.
Brought to you by CassidyTravel.ie, Ireland's multi-award-winning travel experts. You can visit us in one of our travel shops or online at CassidyTravel.ie.